Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria, Polokwane en Rustenburg, môre 27, Johannesburg 25.
In the traffic, the R21 southbound still a hot mess from Olifantsfontein down towards Brakfontein at the moment. Rest of the highway is looking much better, but the Mike 1 southbound, basically from Corlett Drive all the way down through Crown, is chock-a-block.
In your sport headlines, George Linder joins the Proteas in Pakistan as a travelling reserve, and Real Madrid face City rivals Atletico in the UEFA Champions League tonight.
Ons begin in Noordwes waar 'n plaaslike distrikmunisipaliteit in Zeere sê hulle werk dag en nag om water na die gebied te herstel. Inwoners het vannacht die strate ingevaar. Vroeger het die polisie rubberkoels op die skare afgevuur. Burgemeester Kumalo Molefe.
One of our main water sources have been affected by the following one. We've got 9 boreholes there. 5 of them have dried up, it's natural. We're remaining with 4. 2 are operational, the remaining 2, the Eskom substation has been bent and therefore Eskom is working on it.
Die DA in Noordwes sê het intussen 'n dringende vergadering met die burgemeester van die Jabi Marks munisipaliteit aangevra om die rioolstorting oor groot gebied in Potchefstroom te bespreek. En Riette Hodgson van die DA sê die probleem moet aangespreek word.
Most recently the DA has received information that the pump station is currently operating with only 1 pump. 1 pump has been sent for repairs but has not been installed due to non-payment of the service provider. The consequences of this neglect are dire, with sewage overflowing into streets, residential areas and public space, posing a significant threat to public health.
Die MK-party eis 'n forensiese audit van die miljoene rand wat verlede maand op die mislukte begrotingsrede verkwis is. Die party het aan die ouditeur-generaal geskryf om die besteding aan onder meer logistiek, drukwerk en reis vir die gebeurtenis te ondersoek. Partylid Nomahlwe Gadebe.
The so-called GNU circus has not only embarrassed the nation, but has also deepened the fiscal crisis through their sheer incompetence. The MK-party will not allow those responsible to get away with this reckless misuse of public funds. Demand accountability and urgent action to prevent further looting disguised as governance.
Die premier van Limpopo, Poppy Ramatupa, het 4 studente besoek wat deur 'n gewapende man by 'n universiteitskoshuis buite Tsenin verkrag is. Die voorval het net meer as 'n week gelede plaasgevind, Lesetje Makura berig.
Limpopo premier Dr. Poppy Ramatupa, joined by the MEC for Transport and Community Safety, Violet Mate, says urgent measures are needed to improve security at the Tlarihane TVET College residence in Bolobedu. The Premier spokesperson Tidivari Mwabam.
Premier Dr. Ramatupa urged all the law enforcement agencies to leave no stone unturned in ensuring that this perpetrator is apprehended.
Limpopo's Provincial Police Commissioner Tembi Hatebe, however, says they are following up on information that the suspect may have been killed in a suspected vigilante attack over the weekend. Lesetje Makura for Jacaranda FM News.
En Hamas beskuldig Israel dat hy probeer om die skietstilstand ooreenkoms in Dae te laat stort. Israel het na bewering humanitêre voorraad aan Gaza afgesny om Hamas te dwing om 'n verandering in die skietstilstand ooreenkoms te aanvaar. Bewolk môre oor groot dele van Gauteng, Mpumalanga en Limpopo, Pretoria, Rustenburg en Polokwane 27, Johannesburg 25 en Malahleni 24 grade. Ek is Chanel September, meer nuus om 7.
Just let me take you to a better place. Drive with Robin Ross, playing more music than anyone else. Weeknights from 6 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Slowly leaving, I can see myself.